Hi, my name is Sharon Newman, and I'm here today talking about Internet Explorer 10 Platform Preview 2, some of the new features available. Drag and drop on the computer is something that you probably do on a regular basis. You drag files from one folder to another, or text from one place to another. But it's not that common on the web, and part of the reason is that it's just difficult to do. But IE10 Platform Preview 2 offers some new features that make it easier. So I'm going to show you an example. I've built here a test drive site, Magnetic Poetry. You can see that I've got a bunch of word tiles, and I can just drag them around the screen and create a little poem. So I'll say HTML5 rocks. And you can see that when I pick these up, I can just drag them anywhere and place them where I want. Another thing that we have in IE10 Platform Preview 2 is support for the file API. So I can drag files from my desktop onto this refrigerator, and we read the file through the file API and put it on the demo. I can drag it anywhere on the page, and it just sticks there. To show you a little bit about how this works, I've put together a few pages. On this page, I start off very basic. I have two elements. One is draggable and one isn't. This top div, it has set on it draggable equals true. I just set that, and now I can pick it up and drag it all over the screen. On this element that's not draggable, if I try to do the same thing, I just wind up selecting text. However, even though I'm dragging it all over the screen, you can see that when I drop it, nothing happens. And that's because I'm not handling any drop events right now. When you think about drag and drop, you need to think about it in terms of two elements. You have the element that's being dragged, and you have the area that it's being dragged over. The element that's being dragged can know about the events drag start, drag move, and drag end. The element that's being dragged over can know about the event drag enter, drag leave, drag over, and drop. So those are the events that you can use to make the page interactive. And on this page, I've done just that. I've set add event listener on the element that's being dragged, and I've set it to listen for the drag end event to call a function called move. So now, when I pick up my draggable element, I can drag it all over, and it drops, and it stays where I dropped it. The other part of the demo that we showed was using the file API to drag files from the desktop onto the browser. Now, in order to do that, what I did on this page is that the body element is listening for all the elements being dragged over it. And it's also listening for the drop event. In this case, when I get the drop event, I listen and look at the data transfer object off of the event. This is the element that is going to contain all of the items that are actually being dropped, including, in this case, files. So if I detect that there are files within the drag, then I go about reading those files. The first thing I do is just create a very basic image element. Next, I create a file reader object. This is new. It's part of HTML5 file API. I create this file reader object, and I register an onload end handler. I've registered this handle reader onload end function. And next, I start reading the file. I call read as data URL on the first file within that data transfer object. The handle reader onload end event is actually pretty basic. It just retrieves the image element that I have created and sets the source of that image element to the result, the data URL that it received, and it appends it into the body. So the end result of that is that I can take my chrysanthemum image from the desktop, drag it onto my browser, and we'll be able to render that image right within the page just through drag and drop. So I hope this was a good overview for you of some of the new capabilities available in Internet Explorer 10 Platform Preview 2. You can go ahead and try these all out at idtestdrive.com.